Archie, introduce yourself to the people. Tell them who you are.
Okay, like my cousin Mona just said, my name is Archie Reese. Some may know as Minister Archie or whatever you call me. My name is Archie Reese. That's who I am, and we're going to have a good time and sharing some good information, some good concepts and principles and life, whatever. We're just going to have a good time and allow it to just flow.
Yeah, so the reason why I suggested to Archie that we do this is because when he and I sit down and have our conversations, it's like we speak the same language. And I get so excited. I get so excited when I'm speaking to him in regards to the divinity within ourselves. And I think a lot of times, many of us are not in touch with that or even know what that is, right? Because we've been taught a certain thing a certain way in the church per se.
Right.
So Archie, can you give a little bit of your background so people know, you know, when I say speak the same language, what I'm actually speaking about?
Absolutely. For those that don't know, Mona and I kind of grew up really close, and we kind of, you know, coming from a large family, cousins and things of that nature, we kind of always kind of connected. But later on, when religion was introduced to myself per se, it kind of brought a divide in a lot of the different relationships, even in family.
Right.
So later on, as I began to come out of religion or even the Christian church, me, Mom, and myself began to speak even greater than we once did, because there was a divine flow, I would like to call it. Mm-hmm. But we just began to speak on the same wavelengths, on the same frequency, so to speak. And we just, because I'm 25 plus, maybe 27 years in Christian church, in Christendom. And now, being out of it for about a year, a little over a year, and finding my own divinity, or becoming aware of my own personal divinity that was within me, that always was, that I knew of, we really begin to flow in a way that we've never flowed. And so this is so apropos, I would like to say. It's so needed for us. And I think those that are watching that are in video land, I think you guys enjoy it, because I think when we come together, even as Mona said earlier, we just flow. There's no script, there's no bullet points or anything. We're just gonna flow. And I think some of the things that comes out of us, we can all benefit from. And I just hope and pray that you enjoy it.
Okay, so let's get down to the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about. Because Archie and I, we've talked before online. And although our conversations are very hearty and very heartfelt, when we turn the camera on, it can change the dynamics a little bit.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that this time. I wanted to be straight, no chaser. So
I like that.
Pretty much. We kind of both grew up in the church. I remember times when my grandmother was walking me to the Baptist church. So, a lot of the beliefs that I grew up with were pretty much indoctrinations, and we believe things not even understanding why we believe what we were believing and why we were repeating what we were repeating from the Bible, because it was just passed on to us. So with that said, as Archie got deeper into the church or religiosity, our relationship kind of split, because you're known as a heathen if you're not following if you are not following the Christian belief, so to speak. And I think a lot of that too, you know, and I may say some things right now, because like I said, this is not scripted, and it's coming from the heart. So I don't want to offend anyone in the church. I don't want to offend the church, but I just want to speak my truth. But I think there is so much hypocrisy that goes on in the religious communities, you know, we're saying all these things, but then our life is depicting something totally different from what we're saying. Right. And then we got the nerve to be shaking our finger, you know, at those who are not believing or speaking the way that we do. So, Archie, how long were you actually in the church?
Wow. For right around close to 27 plus years, closer to 30, because I circled the church for about 3 years, in and out, you know, in and out, in the streets, in and out. But I've been around Christendom pretty much all of my adult life. Been around Christendom, been engaged in some form or fashion with the church. Mm-hmm. So I've been around it longer than I've been an adult.
So when you think about that life, you know, and being deep, you said yourself that you go by minister. Some of the people out here know you as minister. So when you held that title, or when you, I guess you still hold that title, like, how do you describe what, like, who are you? What are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what titles do you hold, or do you hold any titles?
See, and that's a great question. I mean, if you call me Archie, I'm fine with that. If you call me minister, I'm fine with that. Because, I mean, I was ordained a few years ago, but, you know, and as Mona said, being deep into it, and a lot of the things I'm going to say, that she's probably going to say, I may speak again. At one time, I held dearly to my heart. I mean, I was adamant about certain things. I was adamant about certain things as it portrays who God is and what the Bible is and what the Bible says. I was really adamant about it, and I taught it dogmatically. And I was really serious about it and would have argued you down about certain things because that's what I was in. And I was in it to the degree where I was gung-ho about it.
So can you give the people an example of one of those dogmatic teachings that you believed wholeheartedly that you would argue someone down about?
Absolutely. Because I was taught and trained, you know, seminary trained, have a degree in biblical studies, but I was taught that if you were not a Christian, or if you wasn't born again, which literally means born from above, that you were on your way to hell. And as Mona said earlier, you were heathen, a Gentile, somebody who was godless, who didn't have a clue about God. And whether we know it or not, or whether we even like it or not, in the Christian church, that creates this hierarchy where those that are in the church kind of look down at those that are not in the church.
Right.
And we say we don't, we say we love and we this and that, but there's no way around it. There's absolutely no way around it, the way things are constructed. We look at each other and we look at those that's outside of the fold, so to speak, as heathens. Mm-hmm. They don't know any better. Oh, they just godless. They don't have an understanding. And we look at it like that because that's who I was.
Exactly, Beverly. There are so many lies that we're told, and then we fall into that belief. And even though we are saying only God can judge, we become the God. You know what I'm saying? In a negative way. Yeah. So I believe that we all have that divine part of who God created us to be. But we're all not, we don't identify with that because of the teachings that we've held so near and dear. So can you talk a little bit about, now I share with y'all all the time on YouTube how, you know, I actually share church hurts, like different situations that actually transpired with me in church to make me go, wait a minute, I'm looking at this man like he is the man. Like, right. I'm following him instead of God. You know what I'm saying? And they're just human beings. Right. And human beings can hurt you in so many different ways.
Right.
And I think a lot of those teachings from the Bible that were so, everyone was so hell-bent on, hurt us. Absolutely. In so many ways.
Absolutely.
So, especially from a woman's point of view, you guys know that I'm a confidence coach. I'm also a body image coach. So I help women to feel better about their bodies based on some of the past traumatic experiences that a lot of us have gone through, or what we have been told about our bodies. And, you know, usually you're not loving your body, you're not loving who you are.
That's good.
You can't connect to who you are on the inside if you don't love what you see in the mirror. So anyway, Jackie says hello to you, Archie. Hi, Jackie. So if you guys have any questions, or if you have anything that you want to add, if you want to chime in, if you hear something that resonates with you that you want to expound on, then let us know, okay? Because right now, like we said, we're just flowing.
Right.
But so, Archie, what was it that caused you to kind of turn away from some of those teachings that you once believed? Like, what happened where you just said, wait a minute, I don't think I believe that no more?
That's an excellent question. Let me just say this. Because I was teaching for the last 15 plus years, I've taught adult Bible study, whether it was Sunday school Bible study, I was always teaching. But the more I learned, see, I was conditioned and trained to think that the Bible is a standalone. Mm-hmm. The Bible is the book of God. Mm-hmm. Anything outside of the Bible, anything that's against the Bible, is ungodly, mm-hmm. or of the devil.
Right.
That's just the way I was conditioned, I was trained to think, and that's the way I learned. But as I began to teach, I was always one, and some of the stuff I'm just learning now as I begin to look back over the progression, mm-hmm. I was always challenging the status quo. Because if you're in the Christian church, or if you're in wherever you are, there are certain things you're going to hear that in your heart, you believe different.
You know, how can that be? But you just
absolutely
be like...
But the person saying may have robe on.
Yeah.
They have a cloth on or a collar on. You're going to hear it. But even though something in your heart said, I don't know about that, brother or sister. I don't know about that. But because they are who they are, again, I'm talking about that hierarchy.
Right.
You trust what they say and you put what you know on the shelf. Mm-hmm. See, I'm convinced that we came knowing.
Right.
And then we were taught against what we know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now there's a conflict. But, you know, most of us that came into the church, we came from something, whether it was hurt, pain, bad relationships, drugs, alcohol, some sort of abuse, some sort of trauma. We came into this place where we were trained to think this is where God is.
Wait. But let me interject there. Some of us just came because everybody in the house was speaking the same way. And they causing you a lot of that
right.
hurt and that pain and that shame and that... all that's the guilt and all that.
Absolutely.
And then you going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday you at Bible study, every, you know, church picnic, every gathering, you there. But then when you go home, it's something totally different from what's being taught in the church. Okay.
The language changed.
Yeah. You get cussed
changed,
out.
Everything changed.
They drinking.
But listen to what that does. But that creates a whole nother set of trauma. Because now I see a mother or a father or an uncle or a cousin, a brother or a sister that's one way in church.
Right.
Then they get home and there's a different person. There's a different being.
Hello.
There's a different language. There's a different conduct.
Hello.
There's a different this. And we're not blaming those people. But what we're talking about is that's just what it is. That was me.
We've been taught to normalize trauma, period. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We've been taught that whatever goes on in the church, you believe it, you don't speak against it, and whatever goes on in the home, you don't speak about it.
Right. What's in this house, stay in this house.
Right. So, you know what? And now that I think about it, now that we're talking about that messes us up altogether, because now it's almost like a confusion, a conflict right. that's creating conflict on right. the inside of us right. because, dang, we act like this at home, but then we got to pretend that yes. we are something else right. outside of the home.
Right, right.
What does that teach a child? What is that, you know, over time, over and over and over and over? And these are just traditions that mm-hmm. we are learning and conditionings to be less than who you were really created to be.
Absolutely.
You can't even be your true Absolutely. Self. You don't even know your true identity because you being taught this in the house and this in the church.
You know what that teaches you how to, and it taught me how to be is a hypocrite.
Right.
A hypocrite is just merely one who wears the mask.
Hello.
So we just put on this mask and we become this over here, take it off over here, and we be this. Mm-hmm. So now we can never be who we authentically are because we've been taught to be something else. So we're in and out, this face, that face, and not really learning how to be real.
Mm-hmm.
And kids and children, they see the difference.
Right.
And what that does, it creates a whole nother set of trauma on those that are watching us that are young. Mm-hmm. You know what they're saying in their heart? I don't want to be that. I don't want to do that.
Right.
That's not real.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing about me, and now that I know this, now that I'm, you know, really being comfortable being my individual divine self.
I love the sound of that.
Ooh, I love the way that feels when I say it. But I've always known differently than what I was told. I remember you and I having conversations and I'd be asking questions and questions and questions as a kid, you know? And I would be told, oh, you don't question God, you know? And I remember one conversation that I had, I'd be like, why he gotta be up there doing all the theatrics though? Like, why is all the extra needed? It's not about the messenger, it's about the message. But I was getting distracted from the message because now you putting on a show,
right.
you know?
Right.
So it's like, I always knew as a child that there was something not true or didn't feel true for me. You know, so as I became an adult, I feel like the God within me continuously began to show itself, himself, herself, you know. And I started to be more curious about, like, wait a minute, this don't really add up.
Right,
like,
right.
We're being told that God don't make no mistakes, but so how am I gonna go to hell if I'm doing this, or if I'm saying this, or if I'm living like this?
Wow.
Why did he create me to be this way and to have all of this, but I'm supposed to hide it and be ashamed of it?
Right.
So I think there's a lot of people, especially now, there is a mass awakening that's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people are waking up to who they are. The veil has been lifted.
Right.
We're understanding that something ain't adding up here. Something is not right. And I think it was important for us to be able to sit here and have this kind of conversation, because if you are in a place, if someone out there is in a place where you kind of questioning,
yes,
but then you don't really have the confidence to go against it because of the indoctrinations and because everybody looking at you like, girl, don't you speak against God or you're going to go to hell, or, you know what I'm saying? Because...
Right.
I don't know. Like, can you elaborate on that? Like, for you, how difficult has it been for you to say, you know what? I don't believe that. I don't really believe that. And I really hate that I was teaching that. Or if you even said that, like, how
Absolutely.
Has it been? How's the transition been for you?
One of the things that I've discovered even about myself, teaching every Tuesday, every whatever, many days I would teach and the message on Sunday would contradict everything I taught, or I would teach against everything that was being taught on Sunday. So there was great conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that, and the message that was on Sunday was from family. So now it created a gulf, because one of the things I was discovering was I had to be me.
Mm-hmm.
and if I can't teach something that's not, I never ever in the 27 years that I've taught on hell, and I never knew why, I just never did, because I never felt comfortable with that ideology, because I'd known God to be something different. I hope somebody's hearing me. I didn't know God as that. And I couldn't teach that. And it was creating conflict. And I'm using hell as an example. But there's other things that I couldn't teach because I didn't know God as that. I knew God different than that, although the Bible may say, and I never ever, then I started to look at the Bible as not being a literal book.
Okay, let's go there.
It's not literal. Even the Bible itself will tell you that it's not literal. Paul said in his writings that the letter killeth, but it's the spirit that gives life. Mm-hmm. And that word letter literally means literal. Mm-hmm. The literal. We can use the Bible to justify anything we want to do, because there's murder in it, there's incest in it, there's rape in it, there's whatever is going on is in the Bible. And that's the greatest book in the world to use to do other people. Majority of the wars that we fight have religious undertones all through it. So looking at the Bible literally can cause great harm, and I'm sitting here knowing and testifying that it caused great trauma when I looked at it literal. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things I couldn't grasp. Now, are there good things in Scripture? Absolutely. Are there beneficial things in Scripture? Absolutely. And people get upset with me when I say the Bible is not the Word of God, because the Bible will say, if your slave do this, beat him. Mm-hmm. That's not the God or source or Father that I know. Mm-hmm. That's not who he is. Now, I do know that man wrote the Bible. It's not the word of God. It's the word of man about God. If I go out and write a book today and be inspired by God, everything in it ain't going to be God. Some of it's going to be Archie.
Right.
In my experience and my perspective and what I thought or what I was going through, or even what I ate last night. So we got to grab that. Everything in the Bible is not the word of God. We can't look at it like that. But we deified the book more than we deified even the divinity that's within us.
Right.
So we got to understand it. So I had great conflict even when I was teaching and bringing forth the, and it caused to the, it got me to the point where I would have great trepidation when I taught, because I knew I was going to conflict with different philosophies and interpretations and things of that nature. And because I had oversight in the church, so I didn't want to keep coming against the oversight, because you're taught and trained early on not to do that.
So, and one thing that I know, at least for me, that I find very difficult is when my spirit is going against something.
Yes, yes.
When it don't feel good,
come on now.
I can't do it. It almost causes like an illness on the inside of me.
Yes.
You know, if it's not resonating, if I'm not feeling like I'm in alignment with what I'm talking about, or the actions that I'm taking throughout my life, it causes me pain.
Right.
And at some point, you have to stop and say, hey, you know what?
This is no good.
Yeah, that's the alert system. You know what I'm saying? That is the God within you saying,
absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Hey, slow your roll, slow your roll. So what was so for the people who don't know, you have since left the church.
I've left the church. I've left religion.
Left religion. Again, it's not necessarily the church, but it's the people that create this religiosity.
Absolutely.
So you've left religion. Now talk about what is that you believe or you know.
I like that.
The reason
I say I like that is because belief is for people who don't know.
Hello.
Just a lot of times the scripture will say certain things, then it will say Selah. And the word Selah only means think on that. Mm-hmm. See, when you know something, you don't have to believe
them. Yeah. Lie.
Because you know 2 + 2 = 4. Ain't no, I don't need faith to believe that.
Right.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So once I begin to know certain things, there was such a freedom, because now it's not dependent. See, the scriptures even said faith without works is dead.
Right.
And I love to say now, even to substitute the word belief, I always say now, I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I am convinced. I am also fully persuaded that the way we've conditioned to teach scripture, to project scripture on others, has never been God.
And I like the word project, because that's what we do.
Yes.
We take our own stuff and we try to force it right on somebody else. Yes. And that is indeed projecting. So tell me how. Okay, so I'm just gonna talk about my thing. When I started to know differently for me, when I started to walk differently, my confidence grew. And it was almost as if I was ashamed to say, hey, y'all, I don't believe what y'all,
right.
I don't believe that no more. Right. You know, that ain't yes. my life no right. more. You know, I was ashamed because I didn't want not necessarily ashamed. I just didn't want the conflict.
Right.
I didn't want the controversy
right.
that comes with it. Because like I said, when you are standing in the truth of who you are, you're right. going to always offend somebody.
Always.
You're going to always make somebody mad.
Always.
So did you experience any of those things?
Absolutely.
And how do you handle that? Because I know there is someone out there who is probably coming into themselves now. They're coming into their own knowing.
Right.
And they are not showing up in a way that they feel confident
right.
because they don't want the backlash or the controversy involved in that. So what is it that you do?
Let me just say this, because just this weekend I went to one of my old places of employment to work, and one gentleman came in as the pastor in town, and he saw me, he was like, we're going to talk. What are you doing? Are you still preaching? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I said, you know, I am doing it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we got to know, and for those that may be in that same situation or in that same circumstance, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. You just got to stand. And there are certain things I don't say because I don't want to get into a verbal yeah. altercation with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll give you enough information just to say, this is where I am. This is why. And I don't have to convince you of anything. If you don't believe that, if you're not in that persuasion or whatever, that's fine too.
And that's why it's important to have that knowing.
Absolutely.
Because you ain't got to argue with
you
what
don't
you
have
know
to argue.
Like this, what, like somebody I was telling you earlier, somebody had chimed in on my Instagram yesterday and said that I was making myself an idol.
Mm.
And you know, quoted from the Bible, a scripture from the Bible. I used to be arguing and fighting people down like I was in the street. And now I just blocked, delete. Why are you even following me? Like, why are you even here? You know, if you don't believe, or if you don't feel comfortable with the right. way that I conduct myself
right.
in my life and who I am, then just, why are you here?
Right. But again, in Christendom, we feel this unction
yeah.
to go and rescue somebody
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go tell you what you don't know. So, you know, your soul is at stake.
Right.
So I got to go get you out of money. And I've had people sent to me to talk me off the ledge or to recover me from my whatever. And,
save
you know,
yourself. You're going to hell.
And listen, I'm going to talk from experience. Whenever Christians run out of bullets, it's the hell card.
Yeah.
When they ain't got nothing else to say, well, you're going to go to hell. What if I'm already in there?
Right.
What you going to scare me with that's going to be worse than where I'm already at? But at the same time, we got to understand that a lot of the stuff that was inputted into the Bible, once you start knowing the history of the Bible, because the Bible is not a book of history, it's a book of literature. So it's not a historical book. Once you start understanding how the Bible was actually constructed and put together, you will know that there's many things in the Bible that was taken from other books that were written before the Bible. There's many things in the Bible that had nothing to do with what Jesus said or even the thought of what a Jesus would say. So even the doctrine of hell, how that was instituted by the Catholic Church, that was not in the previous manuscripts. So it's just a lot of stuff we just weren't privy to or we didn't understand. And when people said it, we ran with it. We didn't study it. We didn't go search it out. Right. We are living in an informational age. Right. Everything is at your fingertips.
Right.
If you want to do your own due diligence and learn it and find out what's really going on, you have the mechanisms to go and do that.
But, you know, people rather stick to what they think they know than to go research for themselves. Reverend Henry used to say, read it for yourself.
Right.
Reverend Henry is a Baptist preacher of the New Light Baptist Church that I used to go to, and I loved him. But he would quote a scripture. He knew his Bible.
Right.
But at the end, he would say, read it for yourself. And a lot of times, we just need to do the work. And part of that work is understanding how you feel in here.
Right.
Rather than the things that you were taught by people who didn't necessarily know themselves because they were taught by someone and it's just passed on.
Right.
It's just passed on. And a lot of that stuff comes from slavery.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're taught not to love ourselves. We are taught not to honor ourselves. Right. We are taught that we are dirty. We are
filthy
nothing.
Rags. Yes. As the scriptures say, filthy rags.
Yeah, we're taught that. So we go through our lives being powerless rather than tapping into the power that we possess on the inside of us. So that goes back to divinity.
Absolutely.
And I know when you speak about divinity, you don't necessarily, there's not necessarily a definite or finite description of that. So what does that mean for you, Archie, divinity?
I love, my hashtag is your divine self. A lot of stuff I post on social media, I would always end it with your divine self. Because one of the things that I am convinced of is that every human being is divine. And if we kind of look at that with a little logic and a little common sense, our God or our source is divine.
Right.
We are his offspring. We are his DNA. So we have to understand everything. There's even a passage in the Bible where Jesus is quoted as saying, as he is, so are you in this world. So we can't put it off where that's in heaven. You know, that's what we from the church like to do when I get to heaven. But he's saying everything that I am, you are.
Right.
But for whatever reasons, many in the church don't want to believe in their own divinity.
Right.
Because now I don't want to compete with God. I don't want to be an idol. I don't want to be whatever. I don't want to be make myself to be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when in fact, think about it. We are his DNA flows through us. Every one of us is clairvoyant.
Right.
Every one of us can prophesy. We do it every day. I told myself last night, I'm going to be here today. I'm going to be doing this today.
Right.
I prophesied that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are all speaking spirits. And guess what? Before I was here, I was. What am I saying? Before I got to earth, I already was.
Mm-hmm.
I always been. Mm-hmm. And I always say it like this. God is manifesting himself to you, through you, as you.
I love that. I love when you say that. God is manifesting himself
to you,
through you,
as you.
Wow. And when we really grasp that, that's powerful.
That is
that's powerful.
I like to say that's a showstopper.
It is. It's a mic dropper.
You gotta stop and wrap your mind around this message to me, through me, as me. Guess what? When we say that person over there need to be blessed financially, and we go take them some money, mm-hmm. who did that?
Right.
God did it through you, to you, to you, through you, as you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I totally agree with that, because there have been many times that I have been blessed in certain situations. Absolutely. And I go, oh, thank you, Archie. That was so wonderful.
Right.
But it ain't even about you.
Right, right.
God uses each and every one of us to do the work that we are here to do.
Absolutely.
How does that happen?
And it doesn't matter if you're Christian, if you're Buddhist,
You're
Mormon. Guess what? God don't look at your religiosity to see if I can get a blessing through you. Mm-mm. We got to understand that God is not a religious figure. That's just what we have made him out to be.
Right.
And we have caused everything to be divisive, and me against you and those against them. And those are the out crowd. That's never who God is. It's never who our source is. Essence of our source is always love.
Right.
Anything right. other than love is not who we are, nor is it who our source is.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we have to grasp that. Everything is about us is in the essence of love. And we got to grab that. Because I think once we begin to really wrap our mind around that, walls begin to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Lines of division begin to fade mm-hmm. away. Because now we're walking in love. We're walking in the essence of who he is, who I am, who she is, who source is. Because now they're manifesting through us, to us, as us.
And we're changing the world.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important that we begin to change the world right now. And even with this conversation, it's blessing somebody, because God is, say it again.
God is manifesting himself to me, through me, as me.
Right on.
And you can substitute me for you.
Exactly. So I think this discussion is important. And I even thought about, like I said, today we are flowing. We just free flowing, because these are the type of conversations that we actually have with one another. And I wanted to turn on the camera today and just speak.
Yes.
Because we're all still learning,
yes.
you know what I'm saying? And we need one another
yes.
for that continual growth and that continual learning and that continual transference of love
right.
in a time and space such as this.
Yes.
So I want to continue these discussions.
Absolutely.
I think it's something that is really, really needed. I think powerful. I think people need to understand that they can break free
yes.
from, or they, is that the right term? They can break free, because you are already free.
Listen to that. Let me say this. If a person is say you're wrapped up or tangled up.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing that can come to set me free is an understanding that I am free.
Right.
Listen, we are becoming who we already are.
Who we've always been.
And who we've always been. I told you, before I came to earth, I was.
Mm-hmm.
This is why many times in the scripture it was said, before Jesus told somebody that approached him, before Abraham was, I am.
Right.
This is us learning how to walk in our I am-ness.
Right.
Who we've always been. We are learning. We're becoming aware of who we've always been.
Yeah.
Grab that. We are becoming aware. We're learning who we've always been. That's why every time, if you kind of look within yourself, you'll find the many aha moments where you encounter something, or you encounter somebody and you say, I saw that. I felt that before
right,
that
right,
happened.
Right, 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 right. Right. Or you've been guided to go in a different direction,
right.
perhaps, you know.
And you don't even know why. You just went.
Yeah, yeah,
you just
yeah.
felt to go this way.
Yeah.
And things happen to work for your good because I felt to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you was thinking about somebody and then they just pop up.
Right.
Or you was talking about somebody, then they just call.
It happens.
I just pulled them. Mm-hmm. Again, we're all clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tapping into our own divinity. Don't be shocked when that happens. That's who we are.
Yeah.
We are shocked when our divinity appears.
You know what? You know what, Archie? I don't even get shocked no more. Because when that happens, like if I'm thinking about somebody, like I was thinking about you this morning, you just happened to call.
Yes.
I know that I called that person in. Mm,
that's right.
I know that I called
Listen
that person
to that.
In to me. I
she
called
summoned
that person
me.
Into that experience. Into my experience. So when you're right, when that happens, I'll be like, dang, power. Boy, I got some power. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it doesn't ever surprise me. And you're absolutely right. I think the more we become aware of who we are,
right.
and the more we tap into that, the easier it becomes and the more confident it becomes. And you're not surprised. So I tell you guys often, who've been following me, you know, because everybody keeps saying, well, what made you go to Bali? Like, why did you choose Bali? No, Bali chose me. You know what I'm saying? Bali literally chose me. And I don't, from that experience and going through that and being over there in a whole different country by myself, not knowing the language, not knowing nobody, just right. saying, okay, I'm going to go. It created a confidence in me, like, okay, don't make no more moves until you hear from me, until you hear from that divine, you know, yeah. So now I'm confident. I know that I'm always where I'm supposed to be.
Listen to that.
When I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to be, no matter how uncomfortable it is, because it can be uncomfortable. And I know some of you may be experiencing that. Whether you're on a job you hate, that's something that you need to pay attention to. You're in a relationship. You know you ain't supposed to be there. You know it don't feel good. You, whether it be a relationship with a church or a person or a friend, no matter what, if it don't feel good here, it's probably something that you need to pay closer attention
Absolutely.
To. So I like how you said, you know, we are all clairvoyant and we all have that. I think the more you practice it, the more
right.
you trust it, the more
right.
you trust yourself
right.
and the God within you,
yes.
then the easier it becomes to navigate your way through your experience.
Absolutely.
So I think these conversations are so powerful. And they're very much needed right now because a lot of folk are in some internal conflict.
Yes, yes.
And it's just you awakening to who you are. It's just you being reminded of the divinity that you possess. So I'm glad that we're here right now.
Let me say this to somebody who may be struggling, even as Mona was just saying, you may be struggling with, you're in a place where you know you just feel that you're not supposed to be, or you're in a place, maybe in life or whatever it may be. It starts with you learning how, or we preparing ourselves to go within.
Mm-hmm.
Because the divinity is within you.
Mm-hmm.
The river is within you. Learn how to go within and live off that river on the inside of you. Get in touch with your feelings, your emotions.
Yes.
Because you know what? Even as men, we're taught that those are bad, those are negative,
yeah.
Those are antennas
mm-hmm.
that connect us with divinity. That our divinity uses. We don't just ignore our emotions. We don't just ignore those. So somebody who may be struggling with that, learning how to go within, and it takes some time to get quiet within yourself.
Yep.
Many of us are running from ourselves because you know what? We don't really want to sit with ourselves because we've been conditioned to think that we are no good, or we are this, or we are not, we don't measure up. Yes, you do.
Or you can't even trust what you think.
Yep.
You can't even trust your own feelings. Like, you need permission. So you're right.
That divine nature's on the inside. Learn to trust it. Learn to get acquainted with it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to feed off of it.
Yeah.
Learn to get to know it.
Beverly says, these conversations are needed now more than ever. If you guys have anything that you want to add, to this, we'd love to bring you in here. If you have questions, Berto, I see that you're no longer there. You were in the background. If you're there, I'd like to hear your story, experience, journey as well. So if anybody wants to share your relationship with any of what we've talked about here, please feel free to chime in. We'll bring you on. I don't know how to share this link though. Let me try one more time. If you guys are on my Facebook, I think you can click on the link. Child, I don't know. Let me see. But let me know if y'all want to come in here and we'll find a way. But Archie, is there anything else that you would like to add to this? Because I think this is good stuff. This is really good stuff.
Let me say this. We experience, whether it be God, whether it be divinity, as we experience ourselves. Whether we know it or not, everything is based off of how we experience us. Mm-hmm. You know how we say certain things like, I went over there and I had a good time. Mm-hmm. Or we say, I enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. So I may have went into a situation or an environment where it caused me to enjoy me.
Right.
This is why we end up getting in relationships, because somebody make you feel good about you.
Right, exactly.
Everything is permeating from you. So this is why it's so important to get to know you, to get to understand your divinity, because everything permeates from you. This is why even the scriptures will say, love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. If I don't have a right relationship with me, I'm surely not going to have a right relationship
with
you.
At all.
It's going to be twisted, and it's going to be into a situation as somebody is domineering over somebody because somebody don't think they don't have the right appraisal of themselves.
Right.
So I got to have the right appraisal of me and have the right perspective of who I am in order for my other relationships around me to even begin to flourish. Mm-hmm. It starts with me. Mm-hmm. It starts with me understanding me, understanding my divinity. And somebody needs to know you're not an idol.
And check this out. Once you begin with yourself,
yes,
you become so much more compassionate. Man. When it comes to someone else, you, yes, stop being so judgmental. Yes. You stop looking at everybody beneath you.
Yeah.
You start understanding that we are all one. We are all one. We all connected. We are all connected in some way.
Absolutely.
You don't necessarily even have to know who I am, but there is a connection that we all have. And once you start loving yourself, the way I can't sit up on the phone and gossip no more. Don't be up on my phone. Don't call me with the bad news. None of that stuff. But there was time that I used to sit and listen and just talk about folk. And, you know, that was what everybody else was doing. So I was doing it too. For one, I don't have time for that. And for two, it's like, wait a minute, I gotta look at me.
Yes, your frequency changes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even when things trigger me, if someone says something to me and it triggers me, I don't automatically get upset anymore. What I do is go, why did that trigger me? I need to work on something in here that has not been healed or not been addressed. It's always us, all is self. And once we learn that about ourselves, then we get connected to the divine within us.
And then let me say this. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom. We say that scripture too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really says, seek you first the kingdom.
Hello. I love it.
Seek you because the kingdom is within you.
Yes.
Go within you, and guess what? That's where you find the kingdom. Mm-hmm. The kingdom is in each and every one of us. The problem is we're looking for the kingdom outside
of ourselves.
Within us.
outside of ourselves. And then we begin to judge ourselves so harshly. Yes. And the reason why we judge one another so hard is because we are judging ourselves so harshly. Yeah. Once you show yourself some kindness, some love, and some understanding, then you begin to show that same kindness, love, and understanding for your fellow man. So, yeah, I like this.
Man, that was good. Remember, nobody is in competition with you. Mm-mm. Your greatest competition is you.
Yourself.
Go within you, because that's where the kingdom is. Everything we need is on the inside of us.
Everything.
Wow.
And sometimes that's hard to believe, though, Archie, because it's been beat into us pretty much that we ain't nothing. And we need, and everything that we need is on the outside. So what do you think about this? Because this is how I explain what I'm going through and what I've gone through over the past 4 years. So I've been on this whole journey of discovering the God within me over the past probably going on 5 years now. You know, like really, really tapping into that thing. But what do you think about... Oh my God, I just forgot what I was going to say. What was we talking about?
Going within. We was talking about the God within us. And you've been on a journey for the last 5 years.
Dang, it was something specific that I wanted.
What's on the inside of us. Everything we need is on the inside of us.
Dang it. I wanted to say something specifically. It'll come back to me. But the thing is... what do you think about how can you explain the connection that you have today with yourself opposed to what you thought you knew before? Like what difference do you see? Have you seen any changes? Have you manifested anything differently?
Absolutely.
Has your relationships changed?
Right.
Has a relationship with yourself changed? Right. Like, can you speak about that a little bit?
One of the major things that happened within me was peace.
This is
why I say that. Because growing up in Christendom and churchology and Christianity, I always was trying, you know how the song says, trying to make 199 and a half. No matter what I did, I tried to outdo myself tomorrow, and it was never good enough. And because you know what, I need to be doing more and better. But there, when I began to go within me and begin to look at things from a different, because there has been a shift, I begin to rest in who I am.
Right.
Because now I begin to understand I am good enough.
Right.
I am smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a beauty about me. Mm-hmm. See, these are the things that we never talk about ourselves.
Right.
We can't rest in anything good about us because we've been trained to think that ain't nothing good about us.
Right.
But now I can rest in the fact that, you know what, I'm not in comparison with you. If you doing well, then guess what? We doing what? Listen to what I said. If somebody else is shining, guess what? We are shining because we all connected.
Right.
They are not my competition.
Right.
And I don't have to emulate or try to be anybody else. I can just be me and be good with me being me.
And there is a certain level of peace
yes.
that comes with that.
Yes.
And when you said that, I was like, whoa, because that is the difference that I have learned.
Yes.
I don't have to live up to what other people think or
that's right.
what other people are saying. Now, I will say I am my own worst critic.
No,
I'm working on that.
Absolutely.
But I found such peace, in the knowing of me. Girl, I ain't got to compete with you, girl. Right. I am that I am.
Right.
I'm amazing. You know, and I know that about me. And we are also taught not to speak those words.
Yeah.
About ourselves because, you can eat it, you boastful, you this, you that.
Right, right.
Nah, it's okay to say how amazing
you are.
Speak
well of yourself. Speak well of yourself.
God didn't create you to hide you,
right.
to, you know, for you to shrink, for you to feel like you are less than.
That's right.
Nah, you're supposed to shine.
Yeah.
So, and not only are you supposed to shine, you're also supposed to be the lighthouse for someone else to find that divinity on the inside of them.
That's right.
So if you are not showing up, if you are not speaking about it, then you're really doing yourself and humanity a disservice.
That's right.
So I think it's important for us to continue these conversations because there are a lot out there that may be a little bit confused, may not have the confidence that they desire to speak up, to show up even, because you don't feel worthy.
That's right.
And it's hard to feel worthy when you are trying to live up to what others, society, religion, right, says that you are or are not. So, yeah. Uh-huh. This is good stuff. So, guys, thank you for being here. We were prepared to answer any questions that you might have, but check this out. It's okay. If you have questions, maybe you don't have them today. Maybe something comes up for you later.
Right.
Feel free to reach out to either Archie at Archie Reese on Facebook.
Yes.
You can reach out to me at Mona White, or you can follow me on I Am Goddess TV. If that doesn't work for you, we're going to do... You think we can do something else next week like
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. So be looking... Next week is Christmas.
Oh.
Be looking forward to us because we're going to be doing something weekly.
So okay.
I didn't even talk to her.
Yeah, we have...
I'm talking to her. Right.
Look, I'm...
We're on the same frequency.
Yes, that's important. So I said, you know, I said on my channel that this coming new year, I'll be doing more teaching because I think that's important. But I'm going to teach as I learn. I'm not teaching you what you should believe, you know, or to believe like me. I am teaching you to believe what you already know about you and to be more confident in showing up and showing out. So, yeah. Also, what else do I want to talk about? Down at the bottom of the screen, thegoddessglow.com. I have merchandise. I'm going to be sending you out an email today if you're on my mailing list. My products are going on sale just in time for you to receive them either for the new year, probably a little bit too late for you to get them by Christmas, but definitely for the new year, you want to stock up so that you can begin to nourish your body. I'm going to start talking to you more about detox. I have my detox tea that I have kind of been putting on the back burner, but I'm going to speak out more about that because I think there is a time right now that we should all be detoxing from the toxins that we have in our minds, bodies, and our spirit.
Yeah.
So those are things that I want you guys to look out for. Also, MonaWhite.com, M-O-N-N-A. White.com is a lot of, you want to know more about me, a lot about myself, you'll find on there. Archie, you want to tell the people anything about you or where to find you or what you're doing?
Be looking forward in the new year. I'll be coming forward with Your Divine Self. Not sure if it's going to be a podcast, but it will be some live streaming on. So be looking forward to Your Divine Self coming forward in the new year. I've been putting it off too long. It's time for me to get out from under the rock and stop hiding myself because I think there is an audience that I need to tap into.
There is definitely an audience. There is definitely an audience. And you know, what I also will say is I follow a lot of white workers, a lot of spiritual teachers. They're white. I don't see a lot of Black folk out here talking about what we're talking about because of religiosity.
Yeah.
We're keeping it on the low. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important for Archie, being a man, me being a goddess, to come on out so that y'all can come on out.
We're coming out of the closet, y'all.
Yeah. And I like that term, coming out of the closet, because really that's what it is.
Yeah.
The veil has been lifted. We are coming out. It's time to come out.
Yes.
It's time for you to come out. especially if you feel it for yourself. It is time for you to come out. For me, it took me listening to others who thought like me, who were on the same frequency, who spoke my language, that gave me the confidence that I needed to say, hey, I'm okay.
Yes, yes.
I'm okay. So I want to give you that. We want to empower you. We want to give you permission to your own power. And this is a start. So thank you, Archie, for sitting down with me on this Saturday. Absolutely. I know you got a lot to do.
I've enjoyed myself.
And thank you guys for being here. In the meantime and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. Good job.